We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
And it seems to me that the church as a whole, you know, when I speak of the church at large, instead of going down the middle of the road, so to speak, on any given subject, just gets in the ditch on one side or on the other side. Amen. And then those that are fallen people, instead of the Bible, get in the ditch with them, so to speak. So on one side, you've got folks, you know, and I hear good people, bless their hearts, saved, filled with the Spirit even, that I don't believe in that confession business. I hear them say that. And the moment, you know, I think, well, dear Lord, they don't know more what to say. They're like a little baby, you know, a little kid, you know, just 2 or 3 years old, prattling off about things, don't know what they're talking about. Because, you see, if they really meant what they said, they just got through saying, I don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because they just got through saying, we just got through reading, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, doesn't it? They just got through saying, I don't believe in salvation. Because the Bible said, with the mouth, confession's made unto salvation. For me to say I don't believe in confession would be to say I don't believe in salvation.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. We went into the archives and chose Kenneth E. Hagin's teaching, Confession Series. This will be a great month of teaching. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, here's Kenneth E. Hagin with today's message.
The 10th chapter of Romans and Hebrews chapter 4 and then 1 John, the first epistle of John, chapter 1. I'll give them to you again. 1 John chapter 1. I'll give you the verses in a moment. Hebrews chapter 4. Romans chapter 10, Matthew chapter 3. Now all of these verses you are familiar with. We're not going to tell you anything that's new. We may just approach from a little different standpoint. But God's word's always good, isn't it? Amen. All right, let's start with Matthew, the third chapter. The third chapter of Matthew, the 5th and 6th verses. This is talking about John the Baptist. Matthew chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Then went out to him, that's to John the Baptist, Jerusalem, and all Judea, and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. Then we turn to Romans, the 10th chapter, this portion of Scripture that's so familiar with all of us, and that is the 9th and 10th verses. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Now then, turning to Hebrews, the 4th chapter, we'll notice the 14th verse. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. I'm reading the King James translation. It said, let us hold fast our profession. Some of your other translations will translate it correctly. Let us hold fast our confession. You see, we just got through reading in these other two verses that I read to you are two portions. They're four verses of Scripture, but two references of the word confession. You see, in the New Testament, it's written in Greek. And the same Greek word that's translated confession in these other verses is used here. And actually, now my King James translation here that I'm using has a little letter there by the word profession. I look over in the margin, it says GR. That means Greek, confession. So I like to read it like it reads in the original Scriptures when it was originally written. Let us hold fast our confession. Now then turn to 1 John. Here's a Scripture that we're all familiar with. 1 John chapter 1. verse 9. And thank God for this verse. Hallelujah. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let's bow a moment in prayer. Our Father, we're so thankful and grateful for all of your blessings, for the glorious privilege to come together again today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the wonderful privilege to study the Word of God together. We thank you for the Holy Spirit whom thou hast sent to be our guide and to be our teacher. We trust him today to unveil and to unfold and to reveal the Word of God unto our spirits. And may each one of us not be a forgetful hearer of the Word, but may we each one be a doer of the Word, walking in the light of the Word of God, putting God's Word into practice. For it's then that we receive all of the blessings and the provisions that have been made for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Now you'll notice one thing that all four of these scriptural references had in common, and that is that all of them had the word confess in some form. Confess or confession in it. And so that's what I'm going to talk to you about, is on that subject of confession. One reason is, I've been teaching on it for a good many years, but actually 48 years. But one reason is that there is so much confusion of thought in this area. And it seems to me that the church as a whole, you know, when I speak the church at large, instead of going down the middle of the road, so to speak, on any given subject, just gets in the ditch on one side or on the other side. Amen. And then those that are fallen people, instead of the Bible, get in the ditch with them, so to speak. So on one side, you've got folks, you know, and I hear good people, bless their hearts, saved, filled with the Spirit even, said, I don't believe in that confession business. I hear them say that. And the moment, you know, I think, well, dear Lord, they don't know more what to say. And they're like a little baby, you know, a little kid, you know, just 2 or 3 years old, prattling off about things, don't know what they're talking about. Because, you see, if they really meant what they said, they just got through saying, I don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because they just got through saying, we just got through reading, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, doesn't it? They just got through saying, I don't believe in salvation. Because the Bible said, with the mouth, confession's made unto salvation. For me to say I don't believe in confession would be to say I don't believe in salvation. You see what I mean? So you know those folks, you know, they mean well, but they're just in the ditch on the wrong side of the road. Amen. And so you hear that, you know. Different things along that line, you see. Well, it's like one fellow said, what you're not up on, you're down on. And you see, they're not up on that subject. They need to come to the Bible and study what the Bible said. But instead of people studying what the Bible said, too much of the time they take traditional teaching. Or maybe what their church said, or what some church says, or some preacher says. And I tell people all the time, you know, don't accept what any preacher says, even me, if it's not proven by the Word of God. And then if it's the Word of God, well, then we're under obligation to accept it and follow it. Now then, right on the other hand, you see, and you can just take any Bible subject. This is a subject I'm going to speak on, but you can take the subject of water baptism. Same thing, sure, you got folks in the ditch on this side and some folks in the ditch on that side. I remember after I was born again, healed by the power of God, fella came to me and told me I wasn't saved because I wasn't baptized his way in water and belonged to his group. And I remember other friends got disturbed about it, said, reckon we're not saved? Well, I said, I want to ask you a question. What if somebody was to come and say you're not married because you didn't get married in our state? Do you know whether you're married or not? Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I'm just as sure of my salvation as I am my marriage. Amen. I mean, I laughed about it. See, some folks, see, but when you're established on the Word, then you're not going to get messed up with a bunch of junk, you see. Amen. Now, you know, the same thing's true on the subject of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Baptism of the Holy Ghost is right. Yet there are folks over here on one side that said you're not even saved unless you're baptized in the Holy Ghost, speak in tongues. Well, they're in the ditch on this side. Then there are folks on the other side said you're not going to make the rapture, go to heaven unless you're baptized in the Holy Ghost. And all kinds of ideas. And so let's just get into the Word and see what the Word says. Now, as I said, you have those folks on one side, in the ditch on one side of the road. I don't believe in that confession business. It's all wrong. And you know, they're always making confessions themselves. It may be negative, but they're still making them. Amen, aren't they? Constantly. They do believe in it, just don't know it. But then, right on the other hand, you've got folks on the other side of the road that have gone to the excess, to the extreme. I think some folks, you know, said in our services, they hear Fred Price or hear me or hear somebody else, and then they just, you know, don't hear everything is said and run off on a little portion of it and then make shipwreck.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book, Don't Quit, Your Faith Will See You Through. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, Keep the Fire Burning. Next in our offer is Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Holy Spirit, The Ultimate Best Friend. Last is Reverend Craig Hagin's CD, The Mindset of a Champion. All these items for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today.
You know, this AI thing is kind of scary, and on YouTube right now, there are a number of AI videos, not actually videos, they're actually audios with video pictures of our grandfather.
Right.
And some of it is not even saying, but it's not him.
It's not him.
And sometimes it's not even things that he believes.
Right. But it sounds like his voice.
It sounds kind of like his voice.
Yeah,
and if you
similar.
Know, I mean, like one time it said something, I listened to one of them and it says, and he said 2 Corinthians. He would never say 2 Corinthians.
Right.
He would always say 2 Corinthians.
Right.
And actually, I think that they read from the New King James, which he would never read from.
No.
He always read from the King James Version and things like that. Now, we've tried to take those down, but because of artistic, what do they call it?
License.
Whatever, that they haven't been able to take them down. But if you want to hear the real Kenneth E. Hagin, you can go to his YouTube channel.
Yes.
And it's the Rhema Kenneth E. Hagin channel. And, you know, also, too, I mean, there's other videos out there. Make sure there has to be a video of him. It's going to be a video, not just some kind of, you know, picture, but with some kind of voice that doesn't really sound like him.
Yes.
And you know what? Maybe if you guys would report that, maybe they would take that down.
Yeah.
We've tried to report that, but the more of you that would report that. But go to our YouTube channel, the Rhema Kenneth E. Hagin channel, and you can watch some classic messages by our grandfather.
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth E. Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.